dad works for the post office, and he's here. Joe Shuler's here. And if, their motto is rain, sleet, snow, or shine, you're always here. You are here today and for a great cause. And I tell you what, it's, hopefully this day in Washington will be much greater than the one before. So, Habitat for Humanity, I'll never forget the very first time that the real estate company went and worked on not one but two homes. And we were very excited about it. When you go through life and you recognize, Patrick, when you start seeing that difference you've made in someone's life, nothing's more fulfilling when you get that first opportunity to watch a mom or dad or two young children embrace a new home that they can call their home. And that's what we have to do. And so yesterday, I called for the creation of a tax credit program to help the working family buy their first home. $1,500. That would almost cover the down payment for a home, a new home, if they can call it a home. If you look at in the United States, the people who rent after 10 years, they have less, people who own their own home versus someone who rents has 15 times more net worth than a person who rents. And so we have to start providing. Because if we provide for the family, it provides for 15 years. And we're certainly in a great community. It is a great honor to have Senator John Edwards here with us. A man who has continued from his work as a North Carolina United States Senator, who has run for President of the United States, has continued to work diligently for the family, for the working class families who have made this the tax break of America. Through his many organizations, his Poverty Center, that has continued to work hard for and provide a place and acknowledge and education and awareness that it is important that we provide for these families and these children. Because when you look at it, it's the children who are so impacted so much. And without further ado, I would like to welcome my friend, Senator John Edwards.
Thank you very much. And I'm very pleased to be here with all of you. I know it's raining, but you've been standing in the rain, so I'm going to say a few things, if that's okay. let me say first that a lot of you have expressed concern about how my wife Elizabeth's doing. You know she was diagnosed with breast cancer the day after the 2004 presidential election. The short version is Elizabeth's doing great. She's awesome. I want to tell you how proud I am to be here with Pete Shuler. What he didn't tell you was I was involved, very personally involved, in helping recruit him to run for Congress. He seemed like exactly the kind of young man that Western North Carolina needs representative in the Congress. He comes from here. He's made this part of North Carolina and the entire state of North Carolina proud for a very long time. First on the football field, here, then Tennessee, then Washington with the Redskins, and then he's come back to Western North Carolina, put his roots down in the place that he loves. But he understands this part of the state of North Carolina like all of you understand it. He understands what the issues and the problems are. He is a fine Christian young man that people in Western North Carolina can embrace. He represents what is so badly needed in Western North Carolina, which is change. Change for the good. This young man, his family, his wife, and his children are a perfect example of the kind of change that we need, not just in North Carolina, by the way, but all across this country. So I'm proud to be here with you, Heath, and you're going to be in the United States Congress. Also, the kind of ideas that he's out there talking about are exactly what we need. Allowing people to get into their first home, a tax credit, instead of more tax cuts for multimillionaires, tax cuts to help people be able to own a home. And this is the kind of good old common sense that we need here in Western North Carolina, and in fact, all across the country. So he's proposing the kind of things that really matter. I want to step back for just a minute, though, and talk about why this election, just like elections all across this country, are so important. I love the Democratic Party, but I love America more. And I want to talk for a minute about why these elections are so important. Because you turn your television screen on today, and what do you see? You see the ongoing conflict in Iraq. You see the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, trying to get a nuclear weapon. If he gets a nuclear weapon, the entire Middle East is likely to go nuclear. You see fighting between the Israelis and Hezbollah and Hamas, fighting in Lebanon. You see Russia going completely away from democracy, toward autocracy, human rights abuses, the spread of AIDS, all these things happening all across the globe. And one of the things that I have been doing for the last couple of years is I've been all over the world, meeting with leaders. I was in Israel just a few weeks ago, meeting with leaders, speaking. The one thing that's absolutely clear to me is the world does not see you. They don't see your character. They don't understand who you are. They don't understand what your convictions and your morality is. They don't see the character of the American people. What they see is they see George Bush. They see what they perceive to be Bush's expansion of American influence around the world. But they don't see who we are. They don't. There are two things that America has to do to lead in this world. One of them this administration has attempted to do, and they've done it poorly. One of them is we have to look out for America's interests. We have to keep America strong economically, strong militarily. We have to be the most powerful nation on the planet. We should continue to be. Unfortunately, the Bush administration has undermined that. They haven't helped it. But the second responsibility that we have as the preeminent country on the planet is we have responsibility to humanity. Not just to America. We have a responsibility to humanity. And what troubles me is, I know from all the time I've spent around the world, is the rest of the world doesn't see the character of you. They don't see the character of the American people. They don't understand who you're made of, what you're made of, and who you are. Because if they did, they would look up to you, admire, and respect you. If they did, their leaders would rally around the United States of America when crises occur. This is not some abstract thing. For America to lead, we have to not only be strong, we have to also be respected and looked up to. And we have to take us back to that place. Now, when I said I love the Democratic Party, but I love America more, here's what I mean. We've seen for the last, we only have two parties in America. We've seen what the other party would do in the last 6 years. We've seen what they've done to America and as a result to the world. We have to take America in a different direction. So while we're out here working in these campaigns, you all can hear me through the rain, I want us to remember every single minute that we work, what's at stake. The future of America is at stake. The future of the world is at stake. If y'all can get in the shelter, y'all can, by the way. There is so much at stake and so much opportunity to do great things. There is. Today, there's a genocide going on in Sudan and Darfur. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. Hundreds of thousands. I thought my country and the United States of America said after Rwanda, we'll never let this happen again. It's happening right now, right in front of us. Where is America? Today, children will be born in Africa with AIDS because their mother has AIDS. Why? Because they can't afford a $4 dose of medicine. $4.
Where is America? Half of the planet, 3 billion people, live on $2 or less a day. Where is America? We're better than them. America's better than them. And we need to show the world who we are. What our strength and our convictions and our better angels are. That's what's at stake in these elections. It's not just getting people to the polls. It's not just the Democratic Party. It's what kind of planet are we going to live in? And we have so many great things to be done here at home. We're going to be the model for the rest of the world. I grew up believing in an America where we were looked up to. We were the light. Everyone looked up to us. This is before Abu Ghraib, before Guantanamo. We were the beacon of democracy, freedom, human rights. We can go back to that place. And we can also fight for 37 million of our people who wake up in poverty every day, 46 million of our people who have no health care coverage. We're better than that. America's better than that. And so, I'll just say this is pouring rain. I'll just say I'm going to end my speech now. I'm not worth it to make sure that this young man is elected to the United States Congress. Every single phone call you make, every single door you knock on, I want you to remember what you say. Because there is no less than the future of the planet. Because if America doesn't leave, we live in chaos. We see chaos from Egypt all over Pakistan right now. It's because there's a void in America's leadership. When we don't leave and the great issues of faith are here at home, nothing happens. Millions of people wake up worrying about feeding and clothing their children. Single mothers wake up in the middle of the night worried about their child getting sick. And having to go to the emergency room and literally beg for help care. America's better than that. And that's what's at stake. And when I say we, I mean we, I don't mean me. Every one of us has a responsibility. We can't wait for somebody else to do this. There is too much at stake. And so I'll end today as you go out to work on this extraordinary, important campaign for a very gifted, good-spirited, good-hearted young man with courage and natural leadership ability. When you're going out there to work for him, I want you to think every minute what's at stake. Because we can't wait for somebody else to do this. We have to do it. I'll end with a line that I borrow. I hope you remember this. But I'll borrow from a woman who passed away a few years ago. But she would end her speeches by saying, you know, the leaders we've been waiting for are us. She's exactly right. If we want to live in an honest, moral, and just America, and if we want America to lead in a moral and just world, we have to do it. We can't wait for somebody else to do it. God bless you. Go out there and make sure that you feel that the next Congress is a real miracle for change here in North Carolina. Thank you all very much for coming.